I was in New York, and in one of my morning prayer, and it was like I was kind of like asking, Lord, how can we bring more glory to your name? How can we unify the body? And I saw a hand go up like this. And it was number one. Number one. And as I began to meditate in this, I saw a t-shirt that said, only one, number one. And on the back it said, way, truth, and life. But it had the number one hand insignia on the right side, on the right top. He said, start a trend of number one. So would everybody please do this number one? So when you see another believer somewhere, this is it, number one. We are going to start a trend that's going to go globally. And believers will know believers on websites, everywhere, by number one. Why? Because when you say number one, it represents Jesus is number one. So start praying about it. We're going to start printing t-shirts with it. And we're going to start sending the Warrior's Handbook with every t-shirt. Number one. The only one. The only one. Way, truth, and life. The only one. Wherever we go, we'll represent him as number one. Amen? Praise God. Matthew 7:13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Many. Because the narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Look, at nobody said walking with the Lord was going to be easy. You're going to be challenged in every way. The enemy is going to challenge you daily. And when you're coming out of one challenge, you're going into another. Welcome to the earth as the world burns. Amen. It's its own soap opera. Hallelujah. And he's telling us this. But then in verse 15, he warns us how it's going to be released and how it's going to be done. He says, beware of what? False prophets. Now, these are not just dudes in some kind of robes. False prophets are those individuals that carry a false message. It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be what we call an office of prophet. Amen? It's anybody. How many of y'all media is false prophets? Music could be false prophets. All these songs and all books and education and all of this stuff can be considered false prophets. What are they carrying? A false message. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. Heck, I just met one a few days ago. But inwardly they are what? Ravenish wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Their fruits are representation of their what? Their desires. What comes out of their mouth. Amen. Their desires. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. That's simple. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. Therefore, by their fruits or by their desires, you will know them. So you got to examine your own desires before you examine someone else's. We're to be fruit inspectors, or what we call desire inspectors. Why is the desire of my heart? What is this? And your heart is the core of what? All desires. Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father that is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name. And when I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice what? Lawlessness. Then he tells us again, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, obeys them, puts them into practice, I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock or on the anointing. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock, or what we call the anointing. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not put them into practice will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. Why? Because Jesus wasn't preaching out of his head. He was preaching out of the anointing. The anointing was teaching them. It's totally different. See, today we got a lot of ministry, head ministry, soulish ministries, but not out of the Spirit. Because when it's out of the Spirit, it's life-changing. It brings freedom. If a person puts it into practice. Amen? False prophets, carriers of messages of deception, because they themselves live in a false reality. Their purpose is to bring us into their reality, blocking humanity from the light of the truth by creating what we call false perception. Everyone say false perception. False perception. How you perceive things, how you view things, how you interpret, and how you discern. You know, if people had, look at the enemy's ploy is to keep us in a state of deception. Amen? You can put something out there and ask everyone, like in an artist or something, they would tell you what this picture is, what's what. They have a perception of certain things that they can see. And those who are qualified in that area will have the same perception. But those who are not qualified will have a different perception. Does everybody understand? But you and I as believers are to have the same perception. We're to see as Jesus sees. That's what it's about. Not as the world sees. We're to see through the physical into the spirit. That's why the Bible says we will know all things through the anointing of God. Man, you know what? You go to a doctor, and man, many doctors have different perceptions of their interpretations and their views of things. You go to one that's kind of like more natural, and his perception of things is totally different. Because everybody's been programmed through the medical field to have this a cure to a diagnosis, or there is no cure to the diagnosis. But you go to someone that's a naturalist or someone that a holistic, and they're going to give you something different. They're going to tell you there's a cure. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also what? False prophets, messengers of deception among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you. Man, they've infiltrated our school. There's no more education. It's indoctrination. Who will secretly bring in deceptive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves a swift destruction. I believe that swift destruction is coming soon to many. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Listen, these deceptive messages bring a false reality and cause individuals false perception in how they perceive things. Why? Because they're agreeing with them. Go to verse 12. But these, like brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand. They call that Karens. And will utterly perish in their own corruption. And will receive the wages of unrighteousness, as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. Enticing unstable souls, unstable. That's why it's so important to stay connected. They have a heart of trained in covetousness practices and are accursed children. They are trained to do evil. Why? Because they've been living in a false reality and their perception is also flawed. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked by his own iniquity. A dumb donkey, speaking with a man's voice, restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. False messages to draw individuals into a false reality. They bring individuals into a prison, continually misleading them. And then what are they misleading? Humanity. Amen? Until vision, perception, interpretation of the light of truth is blocked. That's their purpose. They want to block the light. They want to block the truth from seeking truth and preventing individuals from knowing and being set free. These individuals are content in the slavery. Why? Because they don't even know they're in it. They're content in the slavery of deception, promoting evil agendas until either rescued or death. You know, when I was an addict out there, I was in a false reality. Addiction is a false reality. And we're veiled big time. Those perceptions are totally different. We perceive things as different. You know, we saw humanity as different. There were those who were straight, and those who weren't. And the ones that were straight were evil in our perception. But the ones that were messed up, using, they were the right ones. So you didn't hang around anyone straight because it wasn't your reality. That wasn't your world then. We hung around with people that weren't straight. We maybe pretend to be straight, but we sure weren't. We were crooked as can be. Hello. And our perception of things was totally different. We lived to get high. That's all we thought about, was getting money to feed our addiction. Galatians chapter 2, verse 1. Anything that's false is a lie. Amen? And anything that's a false or lie is darkness, and it brings blindness. It's darkness. It says, "And after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our freedom, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you." Wow. Go to verse 11. "Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face." Uh-oh. "Because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision." So Paul rebuked Peter. "And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite." Hypocrite. Why is a person a hypocrite? False perception. Has everybody got it? False perception. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by works of the law, no flesh shall be what? Justified. Wow. So again, even Paul had to rebuke Peter because of what? He fell into a false perception. But Paul straightened him out. Amen. He brought light. Again, false brethren coming in and false message of perception. Hypocrites is created by false message of perception or interpretations. Many people do not interpret the Word of God correctly. Why? Because of flawed perception of things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6. However, we speak what? Wisdom. What's wisdom do? Tells you what to do. What's understanding do? Tells you how to do it. Amen? However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the wisdom of the rulers of this age, who are what? Coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Whose glory? Ours. Which none of the rulers of this age had knew. For if they had known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered in the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. If you love him, you obey him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So you want to get the quickest way to get the things of God? Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. It's amazing how many believers don't pray, or they don't seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or they don't use the gift, which is probably the most important gift in their life besides salvation. Tongues. Tongues. Why? It speaks directly to the Father. It releases messages in your spirit. It bypasses your mind because the devil can read your mind. Oh, he can't read my mind. Oh, really? Let me tell you how many battles you lost in your mind. Hello. People argue with it. Well, it's not in the Word. It doesn't need to be in the Word. It's understood. Hello? For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Wow. You remember what the Lord said? He said, those who, when the word has been planted, what, the devil comes and what? Steals it. Well, how does he steal if he can't read your mind? Hello? These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So if they're spiritually discerned, that person is able to see. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And this deception focuses on selfish desires. False perception will bring a person to themselves all the time. It brings the person into the soulish arena and how they feel. Everything is associated with how I feel, how I feel, how I feel. People fall into this with false humility. Now what I'm about to say, don't get me wrong. When you're worshiping the Lord, Worship him. Those words are up there to sing because you're sowing. You worship him. Well, then you're focusing on him. Amen? What the enemy likes to do is interrupt your worship and bring you a false humility. Then you're not worshiping the Lord. Does everybody get it? Now your eyes are on you and how you feel. People fall on their faces and whatever. That's not worshiping the Lord. Oh, that's I'm prostrating before the Lord. No, get up and worship the Lord. If God's glory came in here, if you're on the floor, then everybody should be on the floor. You're out, boom, because everybody else is out. Amen? Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with kneeling before the Lord and everything, honoring and respecting him. But don't turn your face against him. Don't turn your face against him, because that's offensive to him. That's false humility, and that's bringing you to yourself into the soulish arena. Woe is me. Oh, God. Why me? Why only me? Lord, you know. Did you already ask for forgiveness? Well, then he forgave you. You don't have to ask him 15,000 times. You don't have to repent over and over and over. If you're forgiven, you're forgiven. It's over with. Get off your blessed assurance and worship. Why? Because you need to cross over into that place where it's no longer you but him. If you stay in that place, if you don't cross over, then it's still you. Then your focus is on you. And you will fall into a flawed or false perception. That's where the enemy wants us. People are falling in that all the time. Is everybody okay? Counsel, correction, and direction. Amen? Oh, glory. Deception, again, focuses on self. Selfish desires, bringing your eyes on you and not on the Lord. False perception of view, vision, interpretation will always bring individuals in the flesh of corruption when they agree with it. It says that we have the mind of Christ. Now, here's something important. The mind of Christ is a storage unit of light and truth. It's his words. Amen? That's why we impart his word in us all the time. The mind of Christ is a storage unit of light and truth. Deception is darkness. Deception is what? Darkness. What does it do? It blinds. It blinds. Now, you have the carnal mind that's battling against you, that has a storage unit of all your past. That's why the devil can only attack you from your past. Amen. It has strong men, which are things that we've agreed with, you know, lies of, and strongholds, I'm sorry. So it's got strongholds, which are memory lies that we agreed with. That's in the carnal mind. So when the carnal mind wants to, now those memories are burned, they can never be removed. They're there. The only thing that we can do is disqualify them. You disqualify them because darkness is blinders, right? And they're trying to blind me and you. Aren't they trying to bring us into a place of blindness? The Bible says that the devil, the god of this world, blinds individuals. You and I were born with blinders, what we call scales. So the only way to dismantle or disqualify those areas of memory and what the voice is saying, the voice of the stranger is saying to you, is to blind them with the light. Because light blinds darkness. Say it with me. Light blinds darkness. So when you're tempted, when Jesus was tempted, what did he do? He released light. It stopped the devil. Why? Because light blinds darkness. So you and I, whatever it is that you're being tempted, whatever your thoughts are, whatever's coming across, you speak the word of God, which will blind darkness, and they will not have an effect on you. You know, when I first became a believer, man, I saw all these people. You know, people would go, fall prostrate. And I thought, man, maybe the Lord came in, so I'd go prostrate. you know, in front of the Lord. I thought it was a place of honor. And there's nothing wrong with the area of the heart of wanting to honor the Lord. But he wants us to sow in the Spirit. He wants to be ministered to. Does everybody get it? Believe me, if Jesus walks in, you're going to know it. When his presence is released, you know it. Amen? When somebody gets slain in the Spirit, they know it. When the Spirit of God fills you, you know it. I've seen people drunk and so forth and fall. I've been drunk and so forth. I fell off the podium almost one time. But I was drunk in the Spirit. And the laughter and joy was phenomenal. We've all felt the joy of the Lord. But there are some people whose heart's still hard and they can't even receive that. Because they're bound by religion, not freedom. This is not a religious act. Jesus came to free us. Amen? Not bring us back into bondage again. You know, this may sound strange, but I'd rather make a mistake doing the right thing than make a mistake doing the wrong thing. Hello? That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? Because if I'm doing the right thing, and the Lord's with me. But if I'm doing the wrong thing, it wasn't by God. So if I misunderstood something, but then he corrected me on it, he's going to bring it back into place and position. Amen? Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. That means his word. Amen? It is my what? Meditation. Meditation is focus. It's not somebody doing the yoga thing or Muhammad thing or Buddha thing. You know, with the fingers on the side and their legs crossed. That's got nothing to do with worshiping God or meditating. Sheesh. Or humming. You know, hum your way to hell. Oh, I love your word. I love your law. It is my meditation, my focus all the day. You, through your commandments, made me wiser than my enemies. For they are ever with me. I have more understanding than my teachers. For your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients. Because I keep your precepts, your word. I have restrained my feet from evil, from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Wow. Your word is a what? Lamp to my feet and a what? Light to my path. Wow. So if you're speaking the word of God when you're tempted, if you're speaking the word of God when you're going through things, what are you doing? You're declaring and you're prophesying. What you speak is what you eat is you become. So if you speak light, you become more light. Now you're blinding the enemy, and you're also unscaling yourself. Why? Just because the scales came off once don't mean they're not going to come back on, because the enemy loves to scale your eyes. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews 4, verse 11. Let us therefore be what? Diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The word of God is living, powerful, it is light. Your confessions, your declarations, switch on the light. and blinds darkness. So the enemy will do everything he can for you to prevent you from turning on the light. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and nothing without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Why? Light blinds darkness. John 3:18. He who what? Believes. What's the word believe mean? Follow. In him is not condemned, but he who does not believe or follow is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Because their deeds were what? Evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be what? Exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they may be done in God. Practicing light blinds darkness. Gosh, if we could just get this constantly. You want to stay free? Practice the light. What? It blinds the darkness. One of the things the enemy do is, again, brings you to yourself. So then you compromise. You become complacent. You become lazy. You're not consistent anymore. And you're not alert. How many of y'all know you can see better with two eyes than one? Yeah. He starts blinding. Bit by bit, the scales start to come on again. Bit by bit. Every time there's an agreement. Every time there's a disobedience with the enemy, a disobedience with God. Every time the Lord tells you something, you say no. Galatians 3:1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? In other words, who has brought you into witchcraft? How many of y'all, rebellion is witchcraft? Stubborn as witchcraft. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly betrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that not only those who are of the faith are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all nations shall be blessed." So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing of Abraham. In other words, all the promises of Abraham came down into the Gentiles now. Hallelujah. Bewitchment, witchcraft, addiction is witchcraft. So many people don't, well, I only drink alcohol. It's liquid dope. It's the same thing. Look, that's why when you drive by those places, it doesn't say food and spirits. It says food and spirits, doesn't it? Some of them. What are they? They should tell the truth. Food and demons. Although it might hurt their business a little bit. But if they told the truth, it'd be better. Come on, here, have a cup of demons. Doesn't the Lord talk about that? What purpose then does the law serve if it was added because of transgressions? Till the seed should come to him, the promise was made as it was appointed through the angels by the hand of a mediator. Again, man, bewitched. Great false perception of things. Believers living in a false reality, approving what God hates, will die in that reality unless rescued. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Then it shall come to pass afterward that I will what? Pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and maiden servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. Dreams, visions out of the spirit, not out of the soul. Many have emotional visions with false interpretations or perceptions. The enemy's plan is to keep on the air, to keep or return God's people into a false reality. False perception. And that brings an individual to a place of a false identity. They've lost who they truly are. They may know who they are, but they don't fulfill who they are. You know, you may know your new name, but are you walking in it, your new identity? See, when you truly know who you are in Christ, you walk in it, you live in it. Amen? In fact, look at what's going on now through the world. People are trying to tell a person that's a man they can be a girl. A girl to be a man. Or you can be both. Whatever you want to be. It's Friday night, it's your turn, you know. It's sick. No. We're children of God. We're the offsprings of righteousness. We are the offsprings of the Anointed One and His anointing. We maintain our identity by what we speak and decree. Because if you speak light, you eat light. This is how we are kept. No matter what. We avoid places that will try to cause us harm. Unless God sends you into a place, He doesn't send you in by yourself. Amen? Zechariah chapter 10, verse 2. For the idols speak delusion. The diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore the people wend their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the goat herds. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them as his royal horse in the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men, who tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on the horses shall be put to shame. That is a promise from God for me and you. Why? Because we have dismantled false perceptions. Some people have to, they're in such spiritual competition with people. That's a false perception. We're not to be in competition. We're to help one another. We're to work together. Amen? So people begin to prophesy out of the soul instead of out of the spirit and cause problems. Because they want to be recognized. We don't need any recognition. All recognition goes to the Lord. We're to always bring someone to the Lord, not us. Amen? Luke 12:49. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. This is Jesus speaking. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. Now this sounds crazy, doesn't it? Jesus did bring division. That's why we have division. We always have division. Why? Because he's exposing darkness with light. So if you got darkness and light, there isn't going to be unity on the earth. There'll always be division. There'll always be a battle. Verse 52. For from now on five in one house will be divided. Three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Then he also said to the multitude, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather. And there is. Hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky, of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time? Why? False perception. They can't discern time. Out of God's time, what's going on globally, they can't discern it. They can't understand the release of God's promises. They don't discern the seven feasts of the Lord and the things that are happening and revolving around them. They don't discern these things. Hypocrites, bound by false perceptions, they perceive, see, view, interpret, and discern incorrectly. 1 Timothy 4. See, not only are we to declare and speak light, but the word to worship it. The Bible says the Father seeks those who will worship it and worship him in what? Truth and spirit. See, that's not out of the head. That's out of the spirit. You'll find as you begin to break through and things begin to break off of you, that the more you want, man, as soon as you start singing and praising God, you want more. You want more. You want to enter in and get filled, dressed, and possessed. That's all you want to do is please him, please him, please him, and please him. You know, people go, they shop till they drop. You want to worship till you drop. Amen? That's called in love, love affair. In verse 1, let's speak it. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, or in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Why? False perceptions. Having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Whoa, now they really shut the door to the voice of God. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, a false reality, creating false perceptions. Man, we see it big time. And I'm going to close with 2 Timothy 4. Only where the Spirit of the Lord is there freedom. That's the only place. But the Holy Spirit makes way for him to come. The blood always goes before the Spirit. Amen? 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, and I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Decree the word. Amen? What are you speaking light? Be ready in season and out. In other words, don't be taken off guard. Convince, rebuke, exhort with longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears to fulfill those desires, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your calling, purpose, and destiny. Again, we are in a great time where deception, delusion is strong. We're hard-pressed everywhere. You've heard me say this over and over. Amen? I want you to stick your hands out. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm asking that you anoint every hand here. Loose our hands from ourselves that they become your hands. Let the oil of the anointing of Jesus Christ and the anointing saturate these hands. And Lord, now we take this opportunity to repent for every area of agreement that has brought onto us a false perception in any way and tried to restore scales on our eyes. Now we lay our hands on our eyes. And in the name of Jesus, we break off every scale associated with a false perception. And we command those spirits not only to loose our eyes, but everything that's preventing seeing clearly, blur vision, cataracts, anything that's been placed on our eyes, we command them to wither and die and go away right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and every associated spirit with them. Lord, wash our eyes with the blood of the Lamb. Heal our eyes with the stripes of Jesus. And anoint our eyes with the salve of the anointing that we may see clearly through your eyes in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.